This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. This morning's devotional is titled, When I Am in a Hard Place. The lyrics of the song, It Is Well With My Soul, goes this way. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. In the year 1998, when I was wheeled into the operation theater for a major surgery, though my husband and I were in a state of terrible fear and anxiety, the prayers of friends, family and church hovering over us sustained us, and the Holy Spirit kept impressing the lyrics of this song on my heart, and the peace of God reigned over me. This experience of mine helps me to identify with people going through pain and sickness to this day, and I am able to stand with them in prayer. When have you seen God bring something good out of difficulty in your life? How can you use your painful experience to encourage others today? Let us see a few examples of Bible characters to be inspired and comforted by in our challenging times. Job. Perhaps no Bible character has suffered more than Job. Job had everything, a good family, a good name, and plenty of wealth. But then Satan went to God and asked for permission to alter Job's good fortune. The tragedy strikes and Job loses everything. His children, his wealth, his livestock, his crops, his health, and even the relationship of his wife and friends. Job 1:20 to 21 reads, At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. The rest of the book of Job tells us that through it all, Job struggles with his suffering, saying to God, Does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands, while you smile on the plans of the wicked? We read that in Job 10:4. The moral of Job's story is, it's okay to question God or the reasons for why something is happening, but there's no need for us to stay there. Job eventually repents and is humbled before God. Next, we see David. David is a Bible character who is no stranger to hard times. He was anointed King of Israel and chosen by God, and yet he was also tormented by the jealous King Saul, who chases David for many years, trying to kill him. The Bible tells us that David grew increasingly frustrated from his constant running and hiding, living in caves and surviving on whatever food his men could find or what those loyal to him would give him. And time again, he had the chance to kill Saul, but he didn't because his heart was good. Of course, we all know how the story of Saul ends. He falls on his sword to avoid capture in battle. Many of the Psalms highlight David's cries to God and his struggles, such as Psalm 142 verses 1 and 2, which says, I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. Even though King David struggled mightily with his faith, he never remained in that state for long, as he still concludes every psalm praising God and giving him glory. Thirdly, we see Moses. Moses is another Bible character who suffered several instances of hard times. He struggled to believe He could deliver his people from Egypt, and he ran into the wilderness until God appeared to him at the burning bush and called him to do exactly what he had run away from. And with God's help, Moses successfully leads his people out of Egypt free of bondage. It is a high point in Moses' life. At this time, everyone was praising God and singing songs. But then there was a slight problem. No water to drink. God was testing Moses and his people to see how they would react at having no water in their new land. The people of Israel murmured against Moses, wondering what they should drink. And what did Moses do? He turned to God for help in his struggle, and God delivered. Exodus 15:25 records, "The Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink." Then afterwards, they came to Elim, where the Bible tells us that there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, plenty of water to go around. What is your reaction? What is mine when we are in a hard place in life? May we humble ourselves like Job, pour out our hearts to the Lord like David, and turn to God for help like Moses, and plead our total dependence on Him alone. Let us pray. God of all hope, fill us with your joy and peace as we trust in you despite our circumstances. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.